Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and we are still on the road to WrestleMania. In the house here,
are we
the
there
one,
yet?
The only, Chad Showtime. Schultz, no, we are not there yet.
Like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, I'm not pulling over. We're on the road, man. I'm not pulling over. We have a schedule to keep.
I told you to bring another bottle.
We are not going to have WrestleMania start at 9 p.m. because of you.
Right. 10 a.m. or bust. That's what we're saying here. Also in the house, the Nate Yard Dog.
Woof, woof.
NYD. 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 How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. We will get to my angstiness later.
Yes, we will, I'm sure. Also in the house, your reigning undisputed champion, Jared Moe, baby! How you doing?
Pretty good, guys. How you doing?
Feels good to be on top of the mountain once again.
It sure as hell does.
Yes, and last but I'll say least as well, the one and only... Soul Patch, how you doing?
Cody Goat as well.
We haven't been live streaming this visually, but I just want you guys to know Chris Goat has the worst boxing form ever.
Did you see that?
Yeah. I was like, the worst. Like, what were you gonna
face
do?
Face was wide open.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna get you. Like, if I'm standing there, I'm in trouble.
I can make worse boxing forms, don't worry.
I believe you.
But we are a pro wrestling podcast here, guys. We haven't been here in 2 weeks.
I can also make bad wrestling forms. That's beside the point.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to see your collar to elbow tie.
The Mathletes.
Yes, we have a new tag team in
the
house.
What are they?
They're the Mathletes.
What?
Yeah. Nerds!
I knew, but I wasn't going to say it. I just had one of the Mathletes.
I should have known that I'm the tag team champion.
I've got no big Kinder Bar cookies in my mouth, and I am the tag team champion.
I am the tag team champion. But we haven't been here in 2 weeks, and you won Fastlane.
I did.
You did.
The only match I got wrong was a pre-show match.
Which
was the only one that went... Everybody else went for New Day. I went for Shinsuke and Rusev.
And that was a pretty fun time. Showtime told a pretty funny joke. He said that pay-per-view should have been called Subject to Change.
Subject to Change should have been the name of the pay-per-view. Yes.
How do you feel about Vince McMahon changing all that stuff, Nate Yard Dog? He's so frustrated already. He's just like rubbing himself behind the ears right now.
That was... I earned my paycheck last week, and for those of you that wonder, yes, I don't get paid.
That's correct. That's true.
And it was, I mean, don't get me wrong, I am a nerd that enjoyed every single minute of it. You know, getting into that Excel spreadsheet, and for once this week it's not a spreadsheet that's making me angsty. That being said, Vince McMahon, I was ready to be like, hey bro, can you go to the XFL for a year now so we don't have to deal with it?
I will say, that was probably one of the most fun.
Oh, no.
It was super fun.
It was a great show. Like, the fact that you didn't even know what the matches were quite going to be.
Elias kept coming out, too, and gracing us with his musical presence. It was amazing, because what does WWE stand for?
Walk with Elias!
It's been too long since we've said that on this show here, so I just wanted to get that out there.
Well, it's been so long since we've had a show.
Yeah. But, yes, so if the Nate Yard Dog starts drinking again, it's going to be because of Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Thanks, Vince.
I think I made that joke at the pay-per-view.
You did.
Nate's off the wagon.
I will give you full credit for that.
Nate's off the wagon. He's going to go, hey, what's going on, man? Vince McMahon is what's going on.
So, we got some Raws and SmackDowns to talk about here, guys.
Cool.
Yes. And what happened... on the previous Raw 2 weeks ago here, Nate Yard Dog.
You got me early.
Oh, we got you
early?
Got you early. All right. Well, we know Ronda has been running her mouth. Hasn't she, Ronda?
Was it me, Ronda?
Ronda.
I'm so
Are you still mad at her?
Yeah, I'm still mad at her.
You still mad at her? She's still.
She looked fine as hell at fucking Fastlane.
Yeah, you were all in your feelings.
Don't get me wrong. The black shirt and leggings, she looked fine as hell. I was mad at her. Honestly, me being mad at her probably made her more attractive, but we don't need to go into my
podcast entirely.
Yeah. Sonya Blade.
I believe that's a Dr. Ruth podcast if we're going to go into that stuff. lowering the bar already. You're welcome. You're welcome.
We don't lower the bar around here. We raise it. Limbo's my favorite game.
What?
Oh, I thought that was gonna hit better.
So,
can we get a cricket spa?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, we need a cricket noise. Good enough. That'll suffice.
Chris was not gonna let us down. Roman Reigns back full time now.
Yes, he is.
Yep. Not to mention the Shield did the talky thing and yeah. did the goodbye-y thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah. The Shield had their final ride.
Yep.
And are you sad about it, Mo?
Very.
Very sad about it. I know you love a good stable.
I do.
Who's the best stable? Who's the best stable in WWE right now? Now that the Shield's going
right now.
Yeah.
Well,
do we really have one?
Kind of got to go to NXT.
You going to Undisputed Era? That has been people have been yelling that at me.
If you include NXT in the conversation, it has to be Undisputed Era. If you don't, I think the best stable is probably Iconic.
Wrong.
That's just a take.
The Riot Squad, buddy. It's the Riot Squad. They've been together and just running roughshot over.
What have they been doing on Raw lately?
Shut up. Trying to make me mad.
Getting decimated by Ronda.
So no,
they've been killed by Ronda sufficiently.
Literally, Liv Morgan was backstage on Monday Night Raw shooting people with a Nerf gun. That is what she was doing last Monday Night Raw. Swear to God.
Is that really what she was doing? Or is it just your dream last
No,
night?
That's what she said on Twitter. And it was in my dream last night.
Okay.
But that's a whole other podcast. Well, that's also the doctor.
That's also Dr. shooting
a Nerf. Speaking of things ending, Kurt Angle made an announcement as well.
He did. He's on his farewell tour. The You Sucks are fading off into the sunset here, and he has an opponent for WrestleMania, guys.
Which
my favorite wrestler on the card right now, the man with the vest, Mr. Baron Corbin.
Hang on. Breaking news. It is being considered that match may change.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
The WWE has received an insane amount of angry
backlash,
people.
Yeah.
Good.
They don't.
Good. No, they hate Corbin.
Fans don't want Baron Corbin versus Kurt Angle. I'm not. I agree with you. I think Baron Corbin versus Kurt Angle is the right choice. I think the fans not liking it is fine. But it's reported Vince is considering changing his mind on it.
Screw the humanoids. That is my policy.
If they change the match,
I'm going to be high. I'm going to be really mad.
Baron Corbin, Kurt Angle, you'll be mad.
Check next podcast. If they change this match, I will deliver a printed out paragraph of why I'm upset about this for you guys.
Maybe Dolph Ziggler will come back and face Kurt Angle.
I'm gonna have to write an encyclopedia if that continues. Like, when the Revival are just gonna retain their championships. Like, oh boy.
Well, of course they are.
This is the worst week ever, everybody.
I can see it being Cena.
Speaking of the worst week ever, Kofi's getting screwed again.
Just, hang on, we're talking about last match.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
I'm mad about all the screwings.
I am not ready.
I thought it was gonna be Becky getting screwed, but I'm always.
That's an optimistic. But speaking about things getting wrecked and screwed, Braun Strowman got a little bit of a gift last week.
Yeah, he received an automobile.
Yeah. And he did not appreciate it.
Well, he didn't fit in it.
Somebody gives me a Camaro. I'm excited.
But you fit in it.
6'8".
You fit in the Camaro, though. It was fun. I really enjoyed
him. That would be like you giving him your Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah.
He's not getting in that car.
No, he's not getting in there.
You know what his first car was that he was driving around to wrestling?
What's that?
A Kia Soul.
What?
Oh, really?
That tiny little
Kia
SUV?
Yeah.
The hamster commercial. Wheels.
I wonder if he had to like do something to it, like take the seats out or like the back seats out.
Remove the hood?
Yeah. He drives down the road, his head's up over
He cuts the hole in it like he's Dino from the Flintstones.
He's like, listen, I need a moonroof. Why? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Trust me, I need it.
Moonroof and goggles.
Yes. And a scarf like he's flying down the road.
God, I want that.
He's dressed up like the Red Baron from Charlie Brown.
Dude, this sounds better than Brains. That was great.
Brain Strowman.
But they have a toy out now of Braun Strowman wrecking a car. Did you have something to say here?
I was just going to say that car
definitely had some work done to it beforehand. Yes.
Yeah, that was, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Like a K-fan, like what is he talking about? He's exposing the business. What are you doing in front of Tribute Time, the tag team champion?
I sure am.
I am the tag team champion.
What we mathletes do.
You mathletes exposing the business over here. We're going to have to super kick these guys if they keep it up here.
I think we have to.
Just being a regular Ronda Rousey over here.
Do you want to go high or low?
I'm going high.
Go high, I'll go low.
Yeah, that's fine.
Other things from last week's Raw. Speaking of getting destroyed, Dean Ambrose's face.
Oh my God, Chad was so mad at the end of Monday Night Raw.
I don't even know if I'm ready to talk about this yet.
Check it out, guys. I have removed Drew McIntyre from the bottom or from the top of my shit list, and he's trickled down a little bit since the past few Monday Night Raws.
He is.
Drew is a killer.
Yep.
I think this is partly Abyss's doing with this, like, more hardcore style and booking and everything. But he done killed Dean Ambrose 2 Monday Night Raws ago.
He killed him twice.
Well, hold on. We'll get there. We'll get there. What happened was he hit him with the Claymore. A couple of them. The first one, Dean had his head in a very precarious position on a arm guardrail.
Yeah, they were fighting him on fighting on the stage.
It was a false count anywhere, no holds barred match.
Yeah, McIntyre takes him, like, basically puts him in like a handrail to the stairs. Yeah. Like, tucks his head in there nice and tight, and then gives him a Claymore, rips the handrail off, like,
covers him.
Dean goes
one, two, three. It was over. And
Dean is down, and McIntyre is celebrating. Drew McIntyre
looks like a monster, a
killer. Yeah. I'm yelling, bring the stretcher out.
He killed Roman earlier on that night. Like, he's single-handedly destroying the Shield.
He concussed Roman.
We should fade to black here.
Fucking, I think you bring a stretcher out, throw a neck brace on Dean, get a shot of McIntyre over Dean being carried away. I think that's how you close the episode of Raw. That is not how they closed the fucking episode of Raw.
That is not how they closed the episode of Raw, everybody.
Fucking Dean Ambrose stood up.
He got back up.
He got back up and ate another.
He ate another Claymore. Why?
Why did you stand up?
Hashtag Chad's mad again, everybody.
I was furious.
He was so mad. Hold on. We prepared for this, Trebuchites. We've got Timbits in the house.
Oh,
there
God.
You go, buddy. There you go. Get in on that. Your blood pressure. We prepared for this. We got you.
He should have stayed down, you guys.
But like, Drew McIntyre has never been more interesting.
No, Drew McIntyre is fine. Like, he's doing great now, but like, I really think that Dean Ambrose was dead. But if you're not going to kill him with the handrail, Claymore, why would a third one matter?
Exactly. That being said, Drew McIntyre did put me to sleep the next episode of Monday Night Raw. He literally put me to sleep.
He got bad at Raw.
And I really am having a little bit of buyer's remorse, like, on this, like, oh, Drew's a killer, and then I literally fell asleep. Like, he cut that promo, and then he wrestled somebody.
So he wrestled Seth Rollins. It wasn't an interesting match.
I know it wasn't. I fell asleep. And pro wrestling was on. That never happened.
I was sleeping most of that night. And
I thought it was going to be you.
You were imagining, like, are you good? I was like, yeah, I'm good. I was kind of dozing, sleepy, but I'm watching. And then the match is wrapping up, and I look over, like, how about that match? Just, I was like, shit, he fell asleep.
He can't maintain my fucking.
Can the dog ask a question?
Yeah.
Now that McIntyre has destroyed all three members of the Shield, is the Shield really disbanding?
I think so.
They said they were.
It
has to be true.
Think they will be back for WrestleMania.
Well, hang on.
One last time.
Well, Seth's
in the main event.
Not billed as the Shield.
They'll
have a moment together.
Sure.
Somehow, some way.
So,
I thought after Fastlane, I was never going to see him again.
Yeah.
It seemed like that's what they were going for. Then, boom.
They're there.
I'm like, what the?
In the best.
I can't believe this is the last one now after I saw
him. Yeah, I think we're
getting. Soul Patch was mad. Chad was mad. Just.
The Riot Squad wasn't on Raw.
I was furious! Oh my God! Walking away, hold on.
Are we ready to talk SmackDown?
No, hang on. I think we're getting Roman versus Drew for Mania.
Well, he challenged him to a fight at Mania.
Yeah. Also worth noting, I don't know how much we're going to see Dean Moore on television. If he's really leaving, if he's really leaving, they may take him off. I know that the club announced they're leaving.
Boo. Absolutely.
The club is leaving WWE. They're not re-signing. I think their contracts are up in April, either a little before Mania or a little after. And they pulled them off the road. They're not even at live events right now.
I think what happened was Vince wanted to snatch up all this talent just to have it, like to hoard it. Yeah. And didn't really have a good plan for any of it.
I think that's how Vince has done business before. Yeah. But
I think the club wants to go to AEW.
No, they
do. It's the sense I get from it.
They definitely do. I would be amazed.
They'll be booked better.
I wouldn't be amazed if they're not great friends with a lot of those guys. Mm-hmm. Also, it sounds like they turned down a big paycheck.
Well,
like they were offered a substantial pay increase. They're like, nah, we're not.
Where I'm standing from, I'm so goddamn disappointed. Monday Night Raw is tag division. I've been shitting on it for a while. Like, the club could have did it a lot of good.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah. I love the club. Like,
yep. I feel like the club...
And they're just on SmackDown.
They're good in the ring.
Probably, like, main event or whatever.
I really think the club was something, just a WWE... Two talents that are very good. WWE didn't use them well.
Yep.
They didn't have a terrible run. They had a couple of tag runs.
They liked that they got to do a spot with AJ Styles.
Yeah, they're
like, haha, we bought them. We bought them, you guys.
This would be Gallo's third... stint with WWE is three different characters.
Yeah. I
remember the one with CM Punk.
But then he was Festus.
He was Festus before that.
He was Festus. He was Luke Gallows. He was also, he was Fake Kane. Do you remember the, the May 19th thing?
Yep.
He was the guy in the Kane mask.
Nice.
Yep.
But yeah, I like the angle where, he joined the Straight Edge Society and CM Punk got him off the drugs and then, like, he started, like, acting normal again. Like, I thought that was a really...
No, it was good.
It was a good angle. Like,
he's good in the ring, and obviously that Festus character has a very, like, low ceiling.
Yeah.
But
here's something, guys, we haven't discussed on the show before. We're in the new era.
Yeah.
Since 2016, the reality era has ended and we are in the, quote, new era. And, does it feel new?
No.
Not really.
I've only been watching wrestling 2 years and this don't feel new to me.
Hang on. I will say that in the last... Okay. So we had the McMahons come back. We're giving the fans what they want, like that whole push.
Yeah.
I really feel like much of the product hasn't changed. You do noticeably see a little bit edgier. We're swearing a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting...
Having to edit stuff out.
Yeah, we're getting... like a couple, not like broad panties, but we're definitely some like more sexual moments.
Don't even threaten me with a good time.
I mean, like you remember the Alexa Bliss, like her getting changed thing.
Yeah.
They're throwing little things like that.
Well, there's that in the moments of bliss. She's like making those Schneider remarks, like, "Hey, you show me yours, I'll show you mine." Oh,
yeah.
My blood pressure goes. And then they show the Temptation Island ads, and I'm like, just
Hold on,
mention
guys.
You're a WrestleMania host.
What?
Alexa Bliss.
Your WrestleMania host, Alexa Bliss?
I love that. Three claps for Alexa.
But,
it is going to be very blissful on April 7th.
I think that when SmackDown moves to Fox, I think we're going to see... I don't know if they're going to call it a new era, but I think that... my understanding is that Fox wants a bit of an edgier product.
Yeah.
And I think we're kind of starting to dial that in a little bit for when that happens. They don't want it to be immediate. Fox wants that, and they want a different announcing team. They want two-man booth, and I don't think they want anyone they currently have.
Oh, I'm available. You have my number. Vincent Kennedy McMahon. You can reach me at TrebuchetLOL.
You're going to hit me at Showtime Schultz.
We'd be happy to... we got the best two-man booth in the business. I guarantee it.
Look up any of our commentary specials for proof of that.
Yeah, we are right now planning on doing the Wrestle Kingdom.
Wrestle Kingdom
commentary.
10, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Everybody that I talked to has been like, Shinsuke Nakamura is the best. You gotta watch this stuff. And apparently, based on what I've been told, this is Shinsuke Nakamura's best match.
I have not watched that match.
That's my understanding.
I have not seen Shinsuke's best match. You have not seen it?
I have not seen it. I've seen little clips of it. I have not seen the whole match. I haven't seen even most of it. You didn't like Shinsuke Sami Zayn, which people consider to be his best WWE match.
I did not like
it. So my guess would be... Then neither of us have fully seen Wrestle Kingdom 10's match. We should watch that. If you don't like what is considered to be Shinsuke's best match of his career, you're not going to like Shinsuke.
No, and that's the bottom line. Like, I'm willing to call it either after we watch this, or I'm always reserve the right to change my opinion.
Sure.
Because, you know, wrestling is a living, breathing thing, and it's wonderful, and it makes me cry. You can check my Twitter on April 6th. I guarantee you I'll be bawling my fucking eyes out when we watch people... Like X-Pac and China going to the Hall of Fame is going to be ass-tastic.
Well, to the point of like, wrestling changing and being like a living, breathing thing, it's, I mean, We were sitting here watching SmackDown the night, and I looked up and I went, I think I like The Miz.
I know, it was weird. It's bittersweet for me. I literally walked out of the room for a minute. I'm like, I can't believe everybody's all pro-Miz these days. Like, I have been preaching how good The Miz is since, like, 2000 and, like, five, at least.
I wasn't initially on The Miz train. Basically, after his WWE title run, the stuff he did with the U.S. title after, that's where I started to come around.
He's going to have the record for winning the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I have no doubt. He's got so many years left on him, and I feel like he's probably not going to spend a lot of that time in the main event. I think he's definitely – I can see him having another world title run.
I give him one more run. The promo he cut this SmackDown was fire.
I can see him wrestling for the world title again.
I
think he will wrestle for the Intercontinental title several more times.
You think he's got that much left in the tank?
I really do. I think he's...
Well, he's got two more kids, he's got the reality show.
He's been injury-free.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. That dude, his style isn't the most exciting.
He wrestles safe.
It's safe, yeah. It's safe as can be. He hasn't hurt other people. He hasn't hurt himself. I would think that Miz... When did Miz start working for WWE? 2004?
2004, yeah. I think.
2004. Yeah. I would say that The Miz is likely to have the longest active tenure of a wrestler. Yeah. Miz is my bet for that.
Yeah.
In WWE history. I think Miz will spend the most time not fired, you know, not of anyone else.
I think it might be 2006. I think he said something about 13 years.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
he did say that.
He said that the SmackDown. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. He's getting up there. 2005 or six, because it would have been that.
You're talking full time schedules, because like the Undertaker's been employed for a long time.
Yeah, but
like,
yeah, I would say
he ends up going to a part time schedule.
But he's also like not. He's not currently contracted by him, I don't believe.
I understand that. Yes.
So yeah, I would say that Undertaker. I think Undertaker currently has.
I'm like, Big Show has been under contract for a long time.
Big Show also didn't work for the company for a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean like not uninterrupted?
Yeah, no, that's right. You haven't been long. It's uninterrupted. He's been straight through.
If you guys want the answer real quick,
yeah.
He made his debut with Tough Enough in the developmental territories in 2004 and wrestled there through 2006.
Well, yeah.
Until making his main roster debut in 2006.
Sure.
So,
if you count Tough Enough as his main roster debut, because it was technically on SmackDown in 2004, follow.
Yep. He hosted the Divas competition, fell in love.
He did. It's funny to watch that.
You all know that clip. He meets
Maurice, and
he's like tongue-tied. The Miz was like, ho, 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 this pretty lady, like, ooh.
Yeah. Miz loses words very often.
That's a good Instagram post of WWE. It's Drew McIntyre, and then he's got the three Shield members in the background. Seth is crossed out, Dean is crossed out, and... The big dog is next, so looks like we're setting up for that feud at potentially WrestleMania here.
So
that match will be brought to you by Head and Shoulders, I'm sure.
Last week's SmackDown, how about all that?
Last week's?
Yeah.
What happened last week's SmackDown, Nate Dogg?
Y'all had me looking up other stuff.
You asked if we were ready for SmackDown. I just assumed you was ready to like talk about it.
Yeah, that is on me. That is on me. There were things talked about between Mr. McMahon and Kofi Kingston. Do we want to start there?
It was a money promo from Kofi Kingston.
I love me.
I'm not demanding a shot. I'm just asking you what I have to do to be that guy.
Kofi never wanted to rock the boat. Seemed to me like Big E and Xavier wanted to get a little bit more aggressive, and Kofi's like, "No, I don't want you."
Yeah,
to
he did most fired. Of the, he did most of the talking for him.
Yeah, it was very good television. I love the Kofi Mania. If Kofi doesn't get a shot at Mania, I am going to fucking lose my shit. Like, I swear to God. It's my favorite thing going on is Kofi Mania. And I've been singing his praises for a very long time.
Really, really good.
And he is just doing the damn thing. And the fans are here for it, and I'm glad. I'm glad the fans finally got on board with it, because it's been a long time coming.
I mean, for those that did not see or watch... Fastlane and just the way the WWE Universe went around Kofi when he lost that match.
The WWE Universe chants, "We want Kofi," when Kofi's not even out there.
It is.
Kofi is the whole fucking show. He's Rob Van Dam, ECW. About getting over. That is what it is. Like, they chant his names at the start of the show, they chant his fucking name at the middle of the show, and they chant his name at the end of the show. it is Kofi Mania right now. Like it or not, this WrestleMania, Kofi Mania is going to run wild, brother, and he's winning that title. Can just mark that down for my pick already, Nate Dogg.
For the record, as far as last week's SmackDown is concerned, we'll start with The Miz explaining himself.
That was this week's SmackDown.
No, that was last week's.
The McMahon, you mean?
Yeah.
Shane. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It is late. It is past Nate Dogg's bedtime. I'm trying.
Wordy words are hard.
I'm more of a numbers guy.
Shane McMahon.
Shane cut a good promo.
Shane cut a good heel promo there.
He essentially said that he's seen this a million times. Superstars try to befriend him and, like, try to help their own career by, you know, attaching to him. And he's just over it. Shane doesn't need friends. And he's very well aware of that. Like, and he turned on The Miz before The Miz could turn on him.
I'm not the best in the world because I won a trophy. I'm best in the world because I was born that way.
It's a damn good line.
Yep.
And then after that, you had the super tag team match, I'll call it, where you had the Hardy Boys, Aleister Black and Ricochet, The Bar and Shinsuke and Rusev. And may I say, the Aleister Black and Ricochet, like, coming up from NXT, that's one heck of a tag team.
No, yeah. They're a great tag team. Yeah. They're great. They belong on Raw. Like, Raw needs them. Like, the 630, love that move. Very dangerous, though. I don't know how much time
singles,
we're going to see
those
it.
Those are two singles competitors.
I wouldn't worry about Ricochet. I think he's got heat. I've yet to see him fuck any of that
shit
up.
I think they call him Ricochet for a reason. No, I feel like he can bounce up from anything.
Wait. So the WWE has Ricochet. Mm-hmm. The WWE has AJ.
Yeah.
They need new commentators. I think it's time for some trebuchet. How good does that sound together?
Gotcha. I prefer catapults.
Is that anything like the NWA, like the title situation?
It's very similar because AJ won the title back in the day.
Yeah, they got AJ.
Double J.
They got Double J.
Won it back in the day.
Gotcha. So what you thinking is...
What I'm thinking is I should probably start a GoFundMe to try to buy it and then make Trebuchet your next NWA champion. How good does that sound together, Soul Patch?
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Do you think that they're going to let you commentate WWE when you're NWA world champion?
They should. That's cross-promoting like a motherfucker. You'd tune in, wouldn't you?
I got a 10-bet.
Great.
Speaking of Trebuchet.
Got the Nate Dogg bump there. That's good. Always got my back there. Just fucking chasing his tail in the backyard over there. We're
just sitting surrounded by a very large trebuchet.
Yes, we are.
How would you...
shout out to Roy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, three claps for Roy real quick. This thing is made of, like, Kinect, and I'm pretty sure I could kill a man with it. It is, it's medieval as fuck, dude. Yeah.
If that window was open, it would have went next door.
Yeah, so,
that's the projectile.
Shout out to Colton Beverage next door.
Yeah. I'm gonna put messages on these and just shoot them through our window during the summer. That's what I'm gonna do.
Just joke ideas, yeah.
What do you think of this? Punch it up for me. Throw it back.
Yeah, for that is. I like them all as teams. 8-man tag matches can die.
I'm over it. I don't like 6-man tags.
I'm 8-man
tags. When's the last time one met anything? And I'm including Survivor Series.
I would say that the occasional Shield match meant something. Here's the thing. 6-man tag matches can mean something when there's a story built around them, whether they're a stable. Some companies even have 6-man tag belts.
I'm aware.
And that's all fine if you build around it. The issue isn't the match itself. The issue is the way they use them. WWE uses their 6-man tag matches to shoehorn everyone on the show without really a rhyme or reason. It's nothing to do with the actual match. It's everything to do with the way the matches are
played. It's a buffer to progress the story more than it is the match.
It doesn't even tell the story. It's more a way to remind people the story's happening.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's not only that. It's also a way to get guys that don't normally work together, in a smaller, scale and everything.
You've got how many live events a week that guys who don't work together could work together and get chemistry for TV?
I feel like that's one of the reasons why they do it. You're going to see these guys on the pay-per-view. Let's see how they act together on Monday Night Raw. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I mean, that is fair. So, like,
if guys are the same shit every time. Like, you're going to see, like, seven finishes in a row, and then the match still isn't going to be over, and then, like, it's going to end in, like, some shenanigans. Like, I'm over it.
Well, I mean, tag team wrestling can even be that way, too, if you just book guys that have no chemistry and no storyline behind them. It was an issue they don't do as much anymore, where they do, like, two separate guys in separate feuds would team against two their opponents from those feuds. And those matches usually suck, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I really feel like I got spoiled. Like, I grew up on the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, and the Hardy Boys, and those guys had such chemistry together. You didn't know which one of those guys was going to win. You didn't know what you were going to see next. You didn't know how they were going to pull out the thing the next time. Like,
tag team wrestling needs chemistry and needs a storyline the same way singles wrestling does. Unfortunately, it's treated as an afterthought. And beyond that, six-man tag matches are considered like the max afterthought. It's literally just getting guys on TV, giving multiple people a few minutes of ring time because there's not enough TV for all of them because the roster's too fucking big.
It's bad for Monday Night Raw.
It is.
When they use a six-man tag, I'm like, oh my God, I don't need to watch this. Nothing's going to happen.
I guarantee if you look through where there's been six-man tag matches in WWE lately and looked at rating drops, I guarantee it loses viewers.
Yeah.
Positively.
Speaking of,
well, wouldn't that be negatively?
Mojo's still on Raw. He shot a promo here this past month. How do you feel about that?
I just don't care.
You just don't care.
I still don't think he's gonna debut. Like the best he's gonna do is be in the Battle Royal at Mania.
The Battle Royal.
Before that. I guess I'm not counting superstars. I guess he in theory could be on Main Event or something.
He probably is doing something like that.
I don't even know. Like, I know that we've been seeing a lot of Heavy Machinery on Main Event.
God, I hate them.
If they're not on Raw, I'm fine.
Oh, you can't. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Pretty lady.
I
actually
enjoyed Heavy Machinery.
You got the head thing down. You got to admire the hustle. I'm not a fan of those guys, but I admire your passion in it.
I actually really enjoyed their match when we saw them live.
And then this past Monday night when they came out in No Way Jose's conga line.
Why don't we just go to this week's Raw?
Let's just go to this week's Raw.
Didn't we already covered this week's Raw?
No, we didn't.
That was last week's Raw.
Oh, God. Okay.
We haven't done a show since Fastlane.
I thought that we did a whole Raw thing, and now we're doing a whole
Raw
thing.
No, we were doing...
Because we covered...
No, we were doing Raw, SmackDown. It's all right,
there's really, I'll be honest, there's really not much else that I didn't bring up from this week's Raw. I've been feeding you guys information, believe it or not, and there's really not much else.
let me get on the app.
I don't have my phone able to use in front of me here, guys. Otherwise, I might be wrong.
You are.
I'm probably wrong.
Did
I mention it's past my bedtime?
You did mention that. And I feel like, because Brock Lesnar was on Monday Night Raw this week, and we didn't mention that at all.
That's why there's nothing else to talk about.
Oh, you don't need to. I didn't say that. I don't want him coming in here fucking shit up.
Yeah, I don't need Brock.
I don't need
you have a weapon.
For the record,
it's a great trebuchet, but it cannot defeat Suplex City.
Before we get there,
we were trying to talk, not this week's Raw and SmackDown, we were trying to talk last week's Raw and SmackDown, and you kept on bringing up this week's stuff.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to just do like a whole Raw thing.
Well, that's not what we were doing.
That's not how it works. Bad dog.
Bad dog.
Keeper of the information. Oh, don't boy. You dare.
Here comes the newspaper. You got the newspaper.
This tag team's breaking up. No.
The mathletes implode. The mathletes have broken up just as quickly as they came together.
What I did want to say, though, about the whole Brock Lesnar thing, for those that are not aware, for the record, I did not actually say anything bad about Brock Lesnar, because I am contractually obligated not to.
Why is that, Nate Dogg?
Because I work for one of his sponsors, and apparently that is written into the contract.
Is that really? That's right, ladies.
I really cannot say anything bad about Brock Lesnar.
You heard it here first, ladies. He is freaky fast.
Wow.
Boom. That is what you get for derailing my show, motherfucker. I am the tag team champion.
That's 30 seconds. You can be like, ladies.
I'm proud of you.
That was way too real.
But yeah, he was out there, and Seth came out there to confront him, and no, Drew came out.
Yep.
And Seth tattooed him with a bunch of chair shots.
Yeah, they were getting ready for, I think, yeah, Seth's match or whatever with him. Yeah, and Seth creams him with that chair and then chases Lesnar off of the chair.
Yeah, he did.
Lesnar was walking.
Lesnar played the heel part, you know. He just kind of backed away.
Yep. Heyman.
So, like, not today. Heyman. Yeah, I'm not getting paid to wrestle.
Heyman cut a good promo.
Heyman always got a good
promo. The fans were on their feet. He was he was literally just reading match results. Yeah. He just goes, yep, Brock Lesnar beat AJ Styles.
Yup.
Fans are booing the shit out of him. Brock Lesnar beat Finn Balor.
Yup.
Fans keep booing it. Brock Lesnar beat Daniel Bryan. He's not saying anything they don't know, like, isn't confirmable. He's just
literally reading his Wikipedia, and they're standing, like, eating the shit up. That is how good this guy is.
Yep.
He told people who he was. He told people who Brock was. He told them the belt. He told them the results. And then he got interrupted. That's all he needed to do. He didn't need to say a damn word.
Right. We had Beth Phoenix come out of retirement.
I'm so mad.
I don't need it.
Yeah. I'm so mad about this because I'm not getting the Riot Squad. If this is what's replacing the Riot Squad, I don't need it.
We got Beth Phoenix, we got Natalya, and we got Nia Jackson Tamina.
So what are we doing? Beth Phoenix couldn't talk, so now she's wrestling again? That's bullshit.
Oh, and then here's another...
Yeah, honestly, all four of them. Just fire all four of them. I don't need it.
I'm not saying to fire them.
I am. I'm not putting those words in your mouth. I'm saying, bro.
Saying, I've done more in 3 years than Beth Phoenix has done her entire career. Okay. Whatever you say, Nia. If you're talking about injuring people, yes. You are correct.
Yeah,
I have never seen Beth Phoenix wrestle, and I already know that's a joke.
Beth is good. Beth held a title. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ooh, Beth was good at a time where women's wrestling was arguably at its worst.
Beth was
good.
She's like a four-time.
Beth was in the Royal Rumble at one point. No, eliminated Kali.
She's a Hall of Famer.
Making out with him.
Beth was fine, but like time, her biggest opponents were what, Melina and Candice Michelle?
Well, you're not wrong, but it's not.
I know. You can tell. Like, you can say it again.
No, you're right.
Ronda
right.
Rousey before Ronda Rousey came in. Like, she was a monster. I mean, she was just a big woman in good shape. Like, not big like Nia Jax.
But arms done. She was using her Second Amendment
she's
rights, cut, man. She was bare arms, dude.
Yeah, she's cutting. She's like 6'2", isn't she? No, she's tall.
She is not tall.
Beth?
For the females, like, she was one of the...
like 6'5", and she's, like, up to his chest.
So, like, 6'2". 6'1", 6'2". Yeah, like, literally what I just said.
Okay, I'm 6', and somebody who is up to my chest is not 3 inches shorter than me.
I didn't know we were going to need the Mythbusters in here today. I did not know
that. You guys, she's, like... Five,
you guys
eight,
got
five,
me
nine.
Using the Googles.
Yeah, just Google how tall Beth Phoenix is.
We got
the Glamazon. Oh. How tall is the Glamazon?
She was billed at 5'7".
Bam.
Wow, really?
Points to Mo.
Fucking, all the other divas must have been 5'1" then.
Well, have you met Alexa Bliss?
Well,
Alexa wasn't around back then.
Did you wrestle Alexa Bliss, huh?
I haven't been around long.
And then the biggest disappointment. But
she wrestled like Kelly Kelly and like.
Yeah. Braun Strowman announcing that he's going to be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Like,
yeah.
Are they big showing him to the.
I'm over Braun. I don't care.
Braun has cooled off pretty hard.
Yeah.
You can put your hat on angrily. You can look at me angrily, but
I actually have to agree with you guys.
It's a tragedy.
Like, Braun is like cooled off so quickly.
He was main eventing, and now he's just.
He's feuding. He's feuding with Saturday Night Live guys. That's what he's doing.
I hate this. Have I told you guys how much I hate celebrities doing WWE stuff?
Yeah. Tell us about it, Trevor.
I really dislike it. Like, my favorite thing was the Mike Tyson at WrestleMania. And then Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, he was the special enforcer. And he ended up counting the three in that, ended up swerving on Michaels and punching him out.
Yeah.
That was fine. I enjoyed that. Most of the WrestleMania stuff has been terrible. The sumo match with the Big Show.
Bad.
The Floyd Mayweather match.
Oh, my God.
Bad. Oh, bad. God.
All hype. Mr. T.
Bad.
Bad.
Are we talking
about iconic?
Donald Trump threw some of the worst punches I've ever seen in professional wrestling.
How about that clothesline, though? How about that clothesline, though?
Oh, boy, that clothesline. Let me tell you. That was bad. And just...
You gotta give it to Snooki. You gotta give it to Donald, though. He let Stone Cold stun him.
Kinda. I was there. That was fun. But no, it's just so bad. I hate that the celebrities always win their matches against the WWE wrestlers. It makes us look like a bunch of schmucks.
Kevin Federline be John Cena.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, God,
Kevin. One of my favorite moments, Kevin Owens powerbombing Machine Gun Kelly through a table. That should happen.
Well, hang on. Here's something you notice is that Machine Gun Kelly, longtime WWE fan.
I knew that. Yeah,
no, but the celebrities that come and go, yeah, kick the shit out of me. They're wrestling fans. They're just pleased as punch to be involved.
Yep.
They don't need to go over.
That's exposing the business in a terrible way.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Having celebrities in your top guys.
I agree with them 100%.
But when you got Pete Rose.
Pete Rose was fun.
Pete Rose and Drew Carey.
Pete Rose got beat up by Kane for years at WrestleMania.
I'm going to jump over the top rope.
Drew Carey tried to bribe Kane with money at the Royal Rumble. That was funny.
I wouldn't have put him in the Royal Rumble. It's a funny moment.
He eliminated himself. It didn't expose the business at all. I didn't have a problem with
it. I'm not. It's far away from my shit list. It's not what I would have done. But I don't. I'm not. It's nowhere near the big problems.
We got Drew Carey on the show. We got eyes looking at TV. Didn't hurt the business in my eyes.
The Pete Rose stuff is perfect. Pete Rose comes out, insults the audience. Kane comes out to himself. Like, that's my perfect. Like,
Montana guy missed a dunk.
Yeah, he comes out and he just fucking. He cuts a promo. In Boston, and you would have thought Pete Rose was a heel wrestler for years, cutting that promo.
I mean, I feel like Pete Rose plays that part pretty well.
It was amazing.
Pete Rose, awesome. A heel never.
It was amazing, and that's what celebrities should be.
Working that crowd so well.
Yeah, but like the other stuff is just it makes me cringe. It really does.
Sure, and this stuff is gonna suck. It's not gonna be good.
It's gonna be a joke.
Do you remember when Raw was doing the guest host thing? Do you remember when the Three Stooges remake guys were on Raw?
Yes.
And then do you remember that after it, one of those motherfuckers said in an interview he was embarrassed to be involved with pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. You fucking asshole, you were in a remake of the Three Stooges that bombed at the fucking box office, but you're insulted to be a part of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Fucking choke.
You can suck my balls. #
Mr. Garrison.
Suck my balls. Send your hate mail to @goat, everybody.
Yeah, do that.
This is just a way to promote SNL. Did anybody watch SNL this week?
No.
Because Braun was supposed to be on there. I don't know.
When The Rock was on SNL,
it was a huge deal.
If anything exciting would have happened, they would have played on WWE TV.
And they didn't do that.
They didn't do that.
I'm assuming he was in a sketch or two, and it probably wasn't great.
Weird. Anything else happened on Raw? Noteworthy. No Riot Squad again.
Noteworthy.
We had the Batista Triple H thing.
What did Ronda do? We didn't cover Ronda like at all. Ronda, like her husband was out there.
Ronda's been fighting refs. She got fined. The week before she beat up some refs. This week,
Ronda?
She ripped Dana Brooke's arm off.
Ronda.
And
she tried to break Dana Brooke's arm.
She tried to fight more refs, and then her husband got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Braun was not on SNL.
Okay. Apollo Crews was on Raw, and he beat Baron Corbin, but I want to talk a little bit about what we were talking about when we were watching this match and about how Apollo Crews is great in the ring and has absolutely zero personality.
Yep.
No character. He's not a character.
Here's the thing. He was really popular in the indies. He went with Yuhan.
I knew that.
Don't know. I haven't watched a lot of his stuff. I don't know if he had personality in the indies and this is a WWE-created problem, isn't they're not booking him well.
I don't know.
Or if he just never had charisma. I don't know. I don't believe that that's the case. I feel like as popular as he was in the indies, he had to have had some kind of personality that the WWE's just taken out of him. He isn't great. The stuff with Titus O'Neil is bad.
Yeah, Titus Worldwide was a flop.
But without Titus Worldwide was silly and wasn't good. But on the other hand, without him,
we would Titus on
Earth, Apollo Crews is literally the smiling baby face. Like that's all he got, a big old smile on his face, and he does flips, and that's it.
And he usually does the job.
Yeah, he's
has he won the Intercontinental Championship?
No, he's done fuck all.
No, he didn't win the NXT Championship.
Nope.
He had
a pretty subpar run at NXT too.
They were pushing him hard, but he never got a legit shot at the title.
Didn't get it. And then the thing is that I don't know whether it's his fault. I don't know whether it's booking's fault. I really think that we've presented Apollo Crews as a underneath guy. I don't know if you can push him beyond this. I don't know if he's ever going to get that smell of jabber off of him.
It sucks, man, because like I feel like he could be better.
He should.
He's got all the potential in the world.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. I imagine that WWE is going to do some post WrestleMania releases.
You think? I
know they're trying to keep guys as best they can, but I also think that they're going to have to let some guys go every year after Mania, and they cut guys. I think they want to keep tag teams, especially because I think they're afraid of what AEW is going to do with tag teams.
Right.
They don't want to get schooled in that department. But you got to let some of the guys go. They've already let Dillinger left, TJP left.
Yup.
Fucking Arn Anderson left. I feel like I'm missing someone. I'm definitely missing someone.
But anyway, they're gone. Yeah.
They're gone. I imagine that Apollo Crews would definitely be in the list of names. If there is a post WrestleMania release and they keep Apollo Crews, I don't know why. He's not drawing. He's not. No one is. Apollo Crews has not sold a single ticket in WWE.
Only thing I'm thinking is like he's a good bench guy.
Yeah.
If somebody gets hurt,
you can pull him out for someone safe to have a match with.
Yep.
And this is probably not super PC, but WWE's got a lot of black guys on the roster. He's one of them, and he's good in the ring. I really think it's unfortunate that they would keep him in his position just as we just need a token black guy. Like that's shitty. He could do so much better somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put it best.
Well, there's a lot of weird race stuff going on, like them keeping Kofi down.
Yep.
And like...
Yeah.
Like, who was the last African-American world champion?
Booker T.
Booker T?
Booker T and that helmet. That was damn near fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer.
And they didn't make a big deal about him being black when he won the title, which I don't think they should. It should just a guy winning a title. Ron Simmons.
The reason it's significant is because there was a
Ron Simmons. By the way, Ron Simmons is not the first black world champion. That's WWE revisionist history.
Wait. Right. Well, that was WCW.
But they still consider him world. WCW.
Mark Henry.
Mark Henry was world heavyweight champion. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was since
was
Booker
it
T.
before? Yeah, that's very fair. It might be, you're right.
I'm like The Rock's half black. I'm like, you could consider that.
It's
a very short list. And that's why it gets brought up when an African American wins the title.
But yeah,
right.
It's because there's not a long list. That's why it gets said a lot.
Not that I would have a problem if they made it a big deal.
Sure.
It's something to be proud of. You know what I mean?
Like I said in our little thread, like it. The guy who wins the title should be more about what he can do in the ring and how the crowd gets behind him. Not, you know.
I'm gonna tell you right now. If Kofi doesn't win at Mania, I'm gonna throw him.
Here's the thing: is that especially in everything, but in pro wrestling as well, representation is important. There's a reason that SmackDown in the 2000s always had a very over Hispanic star.
Yeah.
Was the UPN was very tested very positively with Hispanic people, mm-hmm. and they go SmackDown's on that. We need a Hispanic world champion. That's why Eddie Guerrero got something. Rey Mysterio. Pro wrestling in general. I mean the Mexican history with that representation is important there. I don't understand why we're not pushing certain minorities a little bit more. If they can go in the ring, the representation is important. It's glaring. And the Kofi Kingston storyline definitely has definitely undertones of you just don't like people like me. Like they're not saying it.
But they're saying it. They're implying it heavily. You can read between the lines. We're not dumb.
Right.
Like, come on now. Oh man, it's crushed me this past SmackDown to watch Kofi run that gauntlet, you guys.
Are we there?
We're not there. Are we done with Raw? We done with Raw?
I feel like we're missing something.
The Revival didn't wrestle. That was great. The
Revival said they didn't like Baron Corbin.
Elias announced and they're wrong again. To be the official musical act of WrestleMania.
He fought No Way Jose.
Yeah, No Way Jose has a new haircut.
You had Finn Balor and
Braun. I like it. I like the
Bobby
haircut.
Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush.
Leo Rush is great. Yeah.
Leo Rush is one of my favorite things in wrestling right
now. He's great. He's great. He's
fantastic. They're using him correctly, too. He's
bumping all... If anybody's being booked right...
He's bumping all over the place. It's funny, like, tries for offense on Braun, and then, like, he hits, like, that frog splash and just throws him off it, too. Like,
yep. He's just manhandling him like he should.
And his oh shit face is amazing. Like, you could just say, he's just, oh no. Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I done fucked up.
Yeah. Or
what independent circuit was that?
Leo Rush?
Oh, that Logan posted?
Yeah. It was
Ricochet,
a match.
Ricochet and Leo Rush.
It was Ricochet and Leo Rush.
It was a highlight reel. Probably, it was pretty good.
Probably
was...
Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. If I had a wager, I'd guess.
Yep. That's what it
that
was.
That was.
Pretty good. Enjoyed it.
That was great. That got me hype at like 1:30 in the morning when I could have been asleep.
Yeah.
So are we officially onto this week's SmackDown?
Yes. Oh, I like Lashley being the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, we're gonna get Finn Balor, Lashley, and Mania.
I think so. I think we're gonna get Demon at WrestleMania.
You think they're calling for it? The humanoids have got Demon Balor signs everywhere. And you think?
No offense, Mo. You say every time we're gonna get Demon.
You're gonna call him out like that? He called him a bitch. He called his mama a bitch. He called his daddy a bitch.
I'm not saying I don't want a demon. I'm just saying you always say that and then it never happens, and then I get very disappointed, and then I blame you wrongly, but I still feel like I should be blaming you.
I got two words for you, dog.
What would those be, Mo?
So good!
Very good.
I love that Lashley is getting this push here. Like he deserves it. He's big, he's strong, he smashes things. And if not, now when? Like, it's his time to go.
All right, we can move on to SmackDown.
All right.
The only thing we're talking about on SmackDown is Kobe.
I am so mother bleeping pissed. I was angsty today because can I rephrase? I was angsty about something other than a spreadsheet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I just more meant that no one listening to this podcast would have guessed you were angsty at all.
That's so out of character.
You definitely didn't seem like it the entire episode.
Next thing you're going to tell me, the ring apron's the hardest part of the ring.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You didn't know that?
I've never heard that before.
But, so, for those of you, last week on SmackDown, Vince told Kofi you can get your shot at WrestleMania on one condition.
What's that?
You gotta make it through a five-man gauntlet.
You gotta run the gauntlet!
And we saw that gauntlet, starting with Sheamus.
Uh-huh.
Then Cesaro.
Uh-huh.
Then Rowan, who wasn't really even out there to wrestle, he's just like, yeah, I'm going to DQ myself immediately. That way I can beat the crap out of Kofi.
Chair shot. Claw slammed through the announce table. Was spectacular.
It was.
After that, he then had to fight Samoa Joe.
Uh-huh.
Poor sport Samoa Joe.
Gets a quick roll-up on Joe, and Joe chokes him the fuck out.
The fuck out.
And then after that...
I blame Mike Chioda for that, by the way.
You blame Mike Chioda for most things, I feel.
You're right.
This bad economy,
Mike Chioda's fault.
He still had to take on Randy Orton. And it was just all the shots, he was in this for a freaking hour. And you know what? He pinned Randy. And everyone was going berserk.
It was great.
And then
the main dog had a red rocket. It was amazing.
I didn't trust it. The red rocket or Kofi or Kofi Kingston winning. I trusted none of it.
And then Vince McMahon walks out.
No chance.
Kofi, you have earned your shot at WrestleMania if you can beat one last guy. And out walks Daniel Bryan.
Yes!
Fickle!
Yes!
Fickle!
Yes!
And Fickle! I will say, the spot that Kofi went for on that SOS, like, I'm still cringing at that.
Yeah,
He botched it pretty good.
He botched it and spiked his own head.
Who hasn't been there?
it did not look good, and as y'all can imagine by the angstiness, Daniel Bryan wins and we fade to black.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about that?
I guess Kofi's just a B-plus player.
I'm glad I have a red squishy ball.
B-plus isn't good enough, I guess.
Get your hand out of your pants.
They're not in my pants. I literally have a red squishy ball. But, I mean, call me the Fairweather fan if you may.
Okay, Fairweather fan.
If you may.
But I
wanted to. He made me want to.
I am definitely the member of this show that is not necessarily as hardcore into wrestling, but I think I do represent a very valid part of the WWE universe.
Which part is that?
And that is
the
part.
Community?
Well, not
the
only,
Road Dogs,
JYD, but those that, I mean, I don't need to necessarily watch it every week, but when I do watch it, I enjoy it. I enjoy being around the people when I watch it. It's honestly one of my favorite things to do, and like I said, although I'm not as engrossed in the product, to have something to share with my friends, even if it's somewhat at a distance, is important to me. Which is why, like I said, although I don't always offer the best of commentaries and I'm not always the most updated on what's going on, I'm that teetering fence fan almost.
You're a casual fan. You're casual.
That's the word I've been looking for this whole time. And I think I represent a very valid part of the universe. And the casual
I like bringing your opinion because it represents more of the general public than like mine or Chad's or Mo's jaded opinions over here because we're old cynics over here and we get mad. Yeah, we get fucking mad.
Well,
I know we're not humanoids. That's a big part of why we started this show in the first place.
And I'll be honest, I might be a humanoid.
Might. definitely a carrier. You got a couple symptoms there, buddy.
Not patient zero, but you've definitely been infected.
We may need to quarantine this place.
With all that being said, like helicopters. I enjoy watching Kofi in the ring. He's not only a good wrestler, what he represents, as you guys were already talking about, that man that's been suppressed, that's been a jobber for so long, finally trying to get his chance just to be put down by McMahon every freaking time.
Like, you can see the passion in what he
does. And I absolutely
just like Daniel Bryan,
love it.
Now he's playing the exact role he's supposed to be playing, but during the Yes Movement, you know, he just...
Exactly! Yeah.
To talk about the passion of it, the first Gauntlet match, not the one that happened.
The one where they decided
to place the Elimination Chamber.
I thought that one was better.
No, first of all, it was. You had better talent in that one, though.
Yeah.
But the part where he's like, he goes like face to face with AJ and starts yelling like 11 years, man. Like he starts yelling at him. He wasn't told to do that. He just did it.
Yeah.
Pipe bomb.
He was fired up on the ring for a while, and he was, I'm winning this motherfucking thing. Like,
and I believed him. And the crowd believed him. And Kofi Mania is running wild. Mm-hmm. And
so
I love it.
If he does not win the WWE title at WrestleMania, which for the record, he technically does not have a place in that match right now.
Technically does not.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks, yeah.
And I'm with you on that one. But
currently not a match.
If that does not happen, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm probably going to take a little time off in the WWE.
As long as they don't do him like they did
Daniel Bryan doesn't have an opponent yet.
No.
He doesn't have an opponent yet.
No.
It could be KO. It could be Kofi.
KO was Fastlane.
It could be...
It'll be Kofi.
It could be... Kurt Hawkins.
Okay.
As far as calming me down. Yeah. You're not going to just watch WrestleMania. That's silly. I don't believe anybody that says
that. I didn't say not watch WrestleMania. I said take a break from wrestling for a while after Mania.
You can't, if you don't get what you want at WrestleMania, then you can't just stop because the biggest days are this week. WrestleMania, the day after WrestleMania, which is the best Raw of the year, and then which has grown to be the best SmackDown of the year, is the biggest week in WWE. If you don't get it at Mania, you may get it at Raw or SmackDown. So pump the brakes a little bit. We'll take you out. We'll put you on the chain.
Nate Dogg overreact? Never.
WWE is a living, breathing product, as we've said, and it's you can't always get this shit right now.
No, it's storytelling. You got to make people want it. You got to build the story.
Hey, actually, it's funny you mention this, because there's actually someone I saw the other day that I want to talk about. It was a meme that said someone had said that Vince McMahon is never going to book three huge babyface pops on the same show. Guys, we are not going to get Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, and Kofi Kingston all winning. Mm. I give it a 0% chance all three of them win.
You don't think
it'd be a booking mistake. You cannot have your three biggest baby faces all win at the same pay per view.
That's a good point.
It would be poor. Maybe even you could, but that is not how Vince McMahon books. That is the,
she's like a Steve Austin.
There's no way.
Yes. She's an anti-hero, but she's definitely.
Becky is the face in that match, and it's not close.
Yeah.
Well, that I would agree with. I was just saying, would you really call her a baby face? But when you guys brought up the idea of an anti-hero...
Fans are behind her, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The anti-hero is still a baby face.
Yeah.
You're not going to get all three of them. So maybe... Miz cut a great promo this week.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Miz cut one of the best promos I've seen. Other than that, SmackDown, not terribly exciting. We're getting Rey Mysterio, Samoa Joe.
The gauntlet was half the thing.
Yeah. There were two things worth talking about from SmackDown, the gauntlet match and the Miz promo.
Yeah,
the Miz promo was great.
Miz promo was amazing. You got Rey Mysterio versus Samoa Joe for Mania. You've got...
Dominic's all grown up, guys.
Yeah, he's
taller than Ray.
He's like a foot taller than
Ray. Yeah, well, Eddie Guerrero was a lot taller than Ray, too.
I don't think that's Eddie Guerrero or Ray's kid. That might be the Big Show's kid, man. Dominic does big.
He's all grown up. Oh, hell yeah, he is.
We also,
Moe's got to look up at him, God damn.
We also got Boston Hug Connection versus the Iconics.
How do you feel about that?
Iconics went over. The match was bad.
Soul Patch.
Sasha missed a bunch of spots. Who'd have figured?
I would have figured. No. We'll see what happens. When we head into Mania.
Well, it's going to be. Yeah.
Are the number one contenders for the women's championships Tamina and.
I don't think it's been clearly stated. I assumed it was, but I don't think it's been clearly stated. And the fact that the Iconics got the win on SmackDown makes me wonder. Especially if we're getting Natalia versus...
We may get a fatal four-way here.
I can see that. I could very easily see Natalia.
There's so many
women's
tag teams here.
Yeah, I can see a fatal four-way being a real thing that happens. Fatal four-way tag match.
Which one of you was it that said the old adage in the WWE, if you beat the champs, you get a title shot?
They said that on commentary.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
None of us said that. But I believe you think that Corey Graves is...
Byron Saxton, is the one who said that.
Well, is it wrong?
Yeah, kind of.
That's a Michael Cole adage. Michael Cole has said that since he's been in the WWE. You beat the champs, you get a shot.
I feel like that's generally the rule, but there's enough exceptions.
We're in the new era. You can't count on it. Nothing is guaranteed.
Well,
we don't have rematch clauses anymore.
So, I will also say this. Are we actually going to get a fatal four-way, or are they just doing their best to try to build actual women's tag teams?
They want you to watch SmackDown. They're not going to tell you. They still need.
This is why I posed the question to the professionals.
Fair point. You have a belt that's on both shows. Why solidify what the match is going to be for a while? Let people,
make them earn it.
Yeah,
have a couple number one contenders.
I do think we're going to get that thing for a match.
I think we're going to get that.
I think that's the most likely course of events.
There's a lot.
I wonder if Beth Phoenix is back for extended period of time. It's just a Mania one off.
It's just a Mania one off.
You think so?
Yeah.
I kind of hope so. Beth Phoenix was fine when the women's wrestling was significantly worse. I don't expect she's going to shine in the ring. I really want nothing to do with her on commentary. Natalia's long outstayed her welcome as far as I'm concerned.
She's in the ring still.
No, she's not.
Whether she is or not, she's a Hart. If Stu
Hart saw how his grandniece was selling in the ring, he'd beat the shit out of her herself. She doesn't sell.
It's called Stu Hart is she.
I pronouns, pal.
I know.
Three words.
She doesn't sell in the ring, and there's no fucking excuse for that.
I'm not a fan of Natalia either, but that's me. I feel like the nepotism is the reason she's still there.
Sure.
Wait, the WWE has nepotism when?
But maybe as final thought, I guess I posed the question like I said earlier. If we can't have all three do you think all three are gonna win at WrestleMania? Well, you think we're gonna get Seth, Becky, and Kofi?
I think we could.
As of today, how do you think those go?
Just like early Lesnar's going to retain.
Lesnar retain?
That's the most likely definitely. Of the baby faces not winning.
So, so you got Lesnar, Becky, Kofi.
Yeah, Lesnar, okay. Becky, Kofi. Yeah. I would probably do... I don't know if I would even... See, this is tough because do you do Becky at the end or do you Kofi at the end
It's going to be...
You know what I mean? Like, they're both really strong.
I don't think Seth Rollins is going up the main event. I don't think he's last.
No, and that's the thing. He won the Rumble.
I think he should be last because he won the Rumble. I don't think he will be.
I've held that opinion years ago, but they changed it on me, and I've caved. I'm done fighting the good fight for it.
I've caved. I think it should be last. I have no expectation that Lesnar's Rollins. If Lesnar Rollins closes the show, I think that Rollins will win.
I agree with you, but I am not willing to fight for
it's
this.
It's not that not the hill you want to die on. No, I'm very willing to die.
I'm exhausted from this fight.
Can we play the super hypothetical game real quick?
Okay.
Say the Rollins Lesnar match is the last match of the night.
Okay.
And Becky and Kofi have both already won.
I don't see that. I don't think that would happen.
And I don't think it would happen. I just want to pose the question.
I think that if Becky or Kofi are going to win their matches, one of those matches, because even Seth Rollins winning the Universal title will not get as big as pop as those two winning.
No, that's why
people want Rollins to win. They don't want Rollins to win as much as they want Kofi or Becky to win. If Rollins is going over, having him in the main event would not be the biggest pop, and I don't think that's what they do.
Well, and I agree with you. I guess I'm more posing the question of, I mean, like you said, if that is, you normally want your babyface to win the last match of the night, correct?
Not necessarily at all. Maybe
you want people to watch tomorrow. You have people. You got heat.
Sometimes you want a big babyface pop. Sometimes you want people to be pissed. Think about it. WrestleMania last year, Brock beat Roman.
Nobody expected
that. He didn't beat him. He murdered him.
Okay. Yeah.
Puddles of blood. You remember that? I remember that. You were being really squeamish over there. And that's coming from me. I don't like blood.
Brock Lesnar beat the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Roman beat the Undertaker.
Brock's really good at getting heat, so
steady rule about babyfaces closing the show.
Once again, this is me learning on the fly.
So good.
Well, Brock Lesnar was not the final match of the night, though, when he beat The Undertaker.
It wasn't?
No.
What?
It was Daniel Bryan and...
That's fair, because that's the only match you could ever have gotten that crowd back.
Last year was the main event.
Right. Yeah.
Daniel Bryan winning the World Title is the only match you could have got that crowd back alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, WrestleMania was running wild. They wanted that.
That's the only way you could book Undertaker losing not in the main event.
And it may be similar with Kofi Mania or Becky Mania, depending on how the WWE wants to book it. I think they're going to go women still. Yeah. I really think my guess is
the man winning the title is how we're closing Mania. I think we're going to get Lesnar, Becky. I don't know about Kofi. I don't know if he's going to win or not.
In the match yet.
What they tend to do at Mania is they tend to start you here, bring you down here, end you here for the most part.
Yeah, you gotta ride that roller coaster because how long that day is.
So many relevant titles.
Yeah.
Like, is there any titles
that aren't getting fought that day?
No.
We don't know about the U.S. or the Intercontinental yet.
U.S. title? Nope. US Samoa Joe's U.S. Balor... Lashley, Intercontinental.
Yep. They haven't officially.
We don't know about SmackDown or Raw tag titles.
You know they're going to be defended.
That's not true at all either.
Yeah.
There's several years we haven't defended.
Probably going to have, if history serves me right, you're probably going to have a cruiserweight title on the pre-show.
Yep. That's already basically been. Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese is the match we're getting.
You're probably going to have one of the tags.
No, you're going to have the Under the
Giant Battle Royale going on the pre-show.
That usually opens the show.
Well, what I'm saying is they normally have that in two matches on the pre-show, don't they? Because it's just
This is WrestleMania. The pre-show will start at like 9 a.m.
That's right.
Kind of my point. So they'll normally throw two matches on there. You've already, as we've already established, they basically, every singles title is probably getting defended.
Not necessarily.
I believe currently every single title is being defended.
So
I don't think there's any announcement.
There's nothing set for tag titles.
The tag titles are not necessarily being defended. If both tag titles are on the show, which honestly I don't think it will be, they'd be in the pre-show. One, at least one of them be in the pre-show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's kind of the whole point I'm getting at.
I love the speculation. We're still on the road to WrestleMania right now, guys.
For sure. We ready for final thoughts?
We are ready for final thoughts. Final thoughts, Jared Moe, baby.
Yep. I'm the champ going to WrestleMania for the first time. I'm excited. And I'm looking to defend. I'm leaving WrestleMania as the champ.
Going hard.
Yep.
I like it. Too sweet.
It's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
Ah, wow. He hamed us.
Oh, man.
Final thoughts, NYD.
I hate to get all sentimental, but I honestly want to thank you guys for, like, bringing me on this journey the past couple of years. It's wrestling is one of those things where, at least with the group I grew up with, it was not a very popular thing. It was all like, well, you know it's fake, you know it's fake.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Yeah,
nobody's ever said that to me, ever.
And I'm starting to realize something that I've said to a lot of my friends now that I'm not even sure if Trebuchet even remembers ever saying to me. I once actually brought that up with him, and his response to me was, well, it's better writing than Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, yeah it is. I know. I've checked it out. I'm like, oh, this is not good writing.
And you know what? Like, not only being able to watch a phenomenally entertaining product, but also to be able to, like, enjoy a moment with my friends, whether it be over beverages, not over beverages, more importantly, over bacon, other things of that sort.
Bacon Fest!
Yeah, we buried the lead on that one. WrestleMania is also Bacon Fest, where we bring all of our best bacon dishes and vote on the best. Everyone's a winner.
Are you the reigning champion?
I am not the reigning champion. I believe it's Avery.
Avery is the reigning champion. Oh, shit.
I brought the same dish 2 years in a row. Won the first year, took second the next.
So,
but
stay tuned to see what happens this year.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, aside from all that, just, like, the journey, the camaraderie, the hats I've bought, like...
I dig the hat.
I wouldn't have had this any other way, and I thank you for that, guys. So thank you very much.
Aw, shucks. He got all of his feelings. That's my dog, y'all. Nice job. All right, final thoughts, showtime!
Final thoughts are, Road to WrestleMania is a lot of fun. I would like to remind everyone that I am the undefeated 2K champion...
Oh, are you defending that title at Mania?
So here's the thing. If we go through with this, like, WrestleMania weekend idea, there'll be lots of time to defend that.
Yeah.
That day's pretty tough because fucking the show starts at noon.
Right.
But if we do the weekend thing, I'm fully prepared to, you guys all get a tournament together and the winner has to face me. I think I would put my belt on the line for that.
That's fine.
You know, because you guys can pass that belt around all you want. I've never been beaten for mine. Not even close. So that's a thing.
I know what I'm going to be fighting for the next few weeks.
Yeah, wow. So you get ready. I just want to. I'm a fighting champion. People don't want to fight me.
Brock Lesnar.
I've had a very tough week in contests I've entered. I haven't done very well. So I'm itching for a sweet victory. And I'd really like to be that. Sidebar. My name is Chad Showtime Schultz, and I need to know better. Have a good night.
Wow. So I'm going to put myself over right now. Final thoughts, Soul Patch.
I am Soul Patch, and I missed the fields.
What?
I was all sentimental, but you weren't in the room, wasn't about
Nate,
you.
Nate told you he loved you, wanted to motorboat your titties, and everything.
He missed it.
He did too. Okay. Back me up here, guys.
He wants to have your soul patchy puppies.
And so are the math.
Put your shirt back on.
The athletes are back together, boys.
Yeah.
Bailey and Sasha over here, breaking up, getting back together.
Hell yeah. Expected to happen four times more before WrestleMania.
Tonight.
Yeah.
So that's your final thoughts. Okay.
Well done.
That just leaves me. I am Trebuchet. We're going to be back next week. I look forward to doing the commentary with Showtime over here and just tell everybody how Shinsuke is not good. I look forward to that a lot.
Glad you're going in with an open mind.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. Totally going into this with an open mind.
Have you met him?
Yeah. Yes. And it's going to be bacon-tastic. It's going to be wrestle-tastic.
Well, yeah.
But most importantly, it's going to be Trev-tastic. All right, you guys, we'll be back next week. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.